12 feet of pole from up in that area, and then shot this weighted bag with a thin line on it. The first shot I hit about 140 feet, which was too high for the weight to pull the line down, but what it's right now it's set at about 120 feet. So I shot this up, came down, and then I tied the climbing rope onto the other end of it and continued to pull through. And that's how I set that line there. A lot easier than, well, there's no other way to climb it. So now I'm going to use rock climbing gear and just climb up the rope. I've got the rope coming down the back side and it's anchored up on that hemlock over there. We've got about 270 feet of rope out right now. It's set up there pretty high. What we're going to do, I'm going to go to the top, or close to the top, and I'm going to call for Paul to send me up this series of poles, because I can't get clear to the top of this tree. For one thing, it's skinny, and it's also dead in the top. So I'm going to get up within 20 feet or so, and then stretch the pole up, and then measure from the pole down. What we need to have happen, I guess Bob and Dale can work on this, is determine what's going to be the bottom of the tree, the absolute lowest point we're going to measure to. And then, as I come down, I'm going to take diameter measurements incrementally down the trunk. That way we can piece the tree together mathematically and calculate how much wood is in each section, then add those sections together, and we've got an idea of how much wood is contained inside this tree. I estimate it's going to be about 900 cubic feet or so. That might be generous, but hopefully not. The largest tree I've climbed so far is 1,500 cubic feet, and that was a hemlock in the Smokies. Where's Bob? Okay. I think I'll just head up. So Dale, if you guys can get the mid-slope point identified.
All right.
For the cake drop, that would be so cool.